And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 25th of June, 2012. It's the birthday of George Orwell, born in London, 1903. Eric Blair was his name, most famous for his novels Animal Farm and 1984 in the late 40s. Both books published the last years of his life when he was very ill, had suffered personal tragedy. In late 1944, Orwell and his wife adopted an infant named Richard. 4 months later, she went in for a hysterectomy. She died under anesthesia. Orwell, devastated, tried to raise his infant son alone, hired a housekeeper, lived in a small, bleak apartment in London. He had written for the newspaper The Observer for several years. The publisher, David Astor, had a family estate on a remote Scottish island, Jura, and Astor offered to let Orwell stay there. So Orwell did. He had a cot, some pots and pans, not much more, lived on oatcakes and porridge and whatever he could catch hunting or fishing. It was a house without electricity, and the next winter was one of the coldest ever in Britain. He had a peat stove, used kerosene lamps, lived there with the baby, chain-smoking, writing his new novel called The Last Man in Europe. He was diagnosed with tuberculosis. His health deteriorated. His sister Avril moved in to cook meals and to help out. He refused to go to a doctor. By that winter, he was so sick, he was confined to his bed. He kept on writing. They put him on a new drug. He lost his hair. He got throat ulcers. In March of 1948, Orwell was in the hospital when his publisher sent him a letter, said he needed the book by the end of the year. So Orwell devoted himself to writing, though he could barely sit upright, finished the book by December, and changed the title from The Last Man in Europe to 1984. It came out in June of 1949 to rave reviews. Orwell was transferred to a hospital in London. He married a woman named Sonia Branwell, a young editorial assistant. He was planning a book about Joseph Conrad and a novella set in Burma. He believed that if he had a book left to write, that he would not die. And he died 2 months later, at the age of 46. Just before his death, he asked that his gravestone use his real name, not George Orwell. So that is what his gravestone reads. Here lies Eric Arthur Blair, 1903 to 1949. Here's a poem for today by Liesl Mueller, entitled Brendel Playing Schubert. We bring our hands together in applause, that absurd noise, when we want to be silent. We might as well be banging pots and pans. It is that jarring, a violation of the music we've listened to, without moving, almost holding our breath. The pianist in his blindingly white summer jacket bows and disappears and returns and bows again. We keep up the clatter, so cacophonous that it should signal revenge, instead of the gratitude we feel for the 2 hours we've spent out of our bodies and away from our guardian selves in the nowhere where the enchanted live. A poem by Liesl Mueller, Brendel Playing Schubert, from her collection Alive Together, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses manage their reputations online, because search results can be the new first impression. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Goddard College, offering low residency education for adult learners since 1963, now offering both bachelor's and master's degrees in Port Townsend and Seattle, Washington. Learn more at goddard.edu. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.